Good morning, gentlemen. Continue. Nobody cares about this. Anyways. Not even I, imagine. can you close the door, please? Thank you. Yeah, exactly. Okay, Rabotai. Okay, that's it. Enough. Thank you. You give him the stage, he takes the whole thing. Yeah. Now, let's continue with yesterday's halacha. Yesterday was a big chidush. Somebody ate something that is mezonot. And he also ate rice. He only says ala mechla. He doesn't say borei nefashot. Okay. Now let's take this to the next level. Somebody only ate rice. And he made a mistake. Instead of saying borei nefashot, he said ala mechla. Does he have to say borei nefashot or not? If somebody said ala mechla on peach, he ate a kazait of peach, he has to repeat. That amichya doesn't work. For the rice is mezin. Let's say he said birkat hamazon on rice. It's a plate of rice. And they, you know, sometimes some bali tshuva, they don't understand what's going on. So what do they do? Say, I can't say borei nefashot. You know, you had a whole meal in Harbor Grill. I can't say borei nefashot. They ate the whole thing. I need to say birkat hamazon. You tell them, look, Habibi, this nice inspiration, but this, I'm going to say, haram. They say, if you ate rice, does it work? Yes or no? Can you say, or does he have to say, Habibi, you were completely wrong. You have to say, your beracha, that's your beracha. What is the halacha? So the truth of the matter is that, interestingly enough, on this, really, there's no machloket. Everybody agrees, based on yesterday, that if, even lechatchila, ala michya covers the rice when you ate cake and rice. So then bidiavad, if you only said amichya or birkat hamazon on rice, yatsa. Now, there's a Shulchan Aruch that actually supports this, but you're going to see a big chidush in Shulchan Aruch. Let me read to you Shulchan Aruch. Siman reshchet, seif yudzayin. Birkat gimel, so birkat hamazon, ena poteret me'en shalosh. Listen carefully. It's not motzi me'en shalosh. Sheim achal dayasa, somebody ate a porridge, something that had mezonot inside. He ate a mezonot, bekitzur. En birkat hamazon potrato. Birkat hamazon is not covering that. It goes against everything I just said, right? If you're supposed to say la michya, and you said birkat hamazon, lo yatsa. That's Shulchan Aruch. Aval beyayin, but if somebody drank wine, birkat shelosha potrato, then birkat hamazon, he made birkat hamazon instead of ala gefen, yatsa. Sheim birech ala yayin birkat hamazon bimkom ala gefen, yatsa. Shulchan Aruch. Vehu adin, im birech ala temarim birkat hamazon. Okay, same thing if he ate dates, instead of saying ala etz ve'al peri ha'etz, he said birkat hamazon. Yatsa. What's going on here? Just thank you. For wine, so ala gefen. For ala etz, if you said birkat hamazon, yatsa. For ala michya, lo yatsa. What's happening here? There's a machlok rishonim between Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba, Rashi, and the Bahag. According to Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah, which is the chidush of the Shulchan Aruch, it does not work. Dafka for amichya. Why? The logic is like this. If you made a mistake on wheat that was supposed to be ala michya, and you said birkat hamazon, it's an unforgivable mistake. Why? Because it's very clarified when it's ala michya, and when it's birkat hamazon. So the mistake is a fine mistake when it's supposed to be leiluya. You wanted to do birkat hamazon on this, you were supposed to do that. Bake it, do this. You ate pasta, you said birkat hamazon. You used the wheat for the wrong thing, meaning for the lower tier. You cannot use the top tier to cover the lower tier. Yain and dates, it's a whole different sugya. Let me read to you the Lashon. Lashon, Mishnah Brura says, is ואהבתי כל זה הוא זין יותר מתמרים. This is going to satisfy you, to satiate you more than the dates. And in the dates, you said Birkat HaMazon works. Why wouldn't it work for pasta? אפילו אחי, כיוון דהיתלהו אילויה אחרינה בפת, שפת נעשית עיקר ממיני דגן. You used 5 grains, and you say Birkat HaMazon, there are codes for this. You're supposed to do only if it's bread. לא שייך ברכה שלושה, כי אם בפת. So you're saying, I could only say Birkat HaMazon when it's bread, when you're using the 5 grains. But now if you use Birkat HaMazon for something else, that has nothing to do, then you say, oh, it's because Zan, okay, fine. It's an honest mistake. Here it's too big of a mistake within the 5 grains Davka. That's the Chashbon of Shulchan Aruch. Bahag, Rashba, and Rashi, they disagree. They say, man of Kamina between these two. What kind of a chiluk is that? Zayin, gamarnu. You feel satisfied, you feel satisfied. The Gemara talks about Yayin and Temarim. It was examples. Of course it includes Zalem Yechia, the pasta, for example. It's a big machloket. B'Shulchan Aruch is posek, like Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah. It's pele. Nobody understands why. Why is Shulchan Aruch taking the side of the Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah against Rav Rishonim? Pri Chadash, Chida, Eliyahu Rabba, Chaye Adam, all the great Rabbi Akiva Iger, all the great Acharonim, the cholek on Shulchan Aruch. So if you said, and safek berachot, because according to Shulchan Aruch, if you said Birkat HaMazon instead of Alam Yechia, you would have to repeat Alam Yechia. No, they say safek berachot. No. The ma'aseh Birkat HaMazon, patar. So coming back to our subject, if you said Birkat HaMazon on rice, l'chaora, even Shulchan Aruch would agree that it's fine, because it's mezin. That's why you say bore mine mezonot. And it's not from the 5 grains. So lekule alma, when you said Birkat HaMazon on rice, yatsa. That's why for sure Alam Yechia also yatsa. And one would not have to repeat bore nefashot if he said Birkat HaMazon or Alam Yechia on rice.